maska za maskou, za maskou maska, cesta ne cestou, v cestě je cesta, plna za vlnou.
This is Maska, or The Mask, from the new album by the Plastic People of the Universe, Maska za maskou, The Mask Behind the Mask. The group are absolute legends of the Czech musical underground, and it was their imprisonment by the communist authorities that famously sparked the Charter 77 protest movement. But while they may now feature in modern history books, the Plastic People always insisted they just wanted to be allowed to play their music, and since 1989 have been more or less a regular gigging rock band. Maska za maskou is their first release in nearly a decade, and the first since the death in 2001 of their previous lead songwriter Milan Mela Hlavsa. Guitarist Joe Karafiat wrote the music on around half of the songs. He explains what prompted the group to go back into the studio after so many years.
Well, we had to do something, you know, because it's been like almost 10 years. We didn't do any new songs. We didn't do anything. So we had to do a new CD. You know, it was like an essential thing to do.
How would you compare the new album to previous albums by the Plastic People?
Oh, you know, previous albums was Mela Hlavsa, who died 2001, and he was main composer of all the songs and everything. So when he died, you know, it was kind of really hard to replace his songwriting. So he was really great songwriter. So difference is that this new CD, Mask Behind the Mask, is our work. It's our songs. You know, our arrangements. So I think there is a little bit difference, you know. We went to a really good studio, you know. We have a really, like, top gear we could use. But we still have that underground sound. You know, we like Frank Zappa, Captain Beefheart stuff, you know. So so it's modern and it's not modern.
Well, I know you personally wrote most of the music, or the music on many tracks on the album. How much of a challenge was it for you personally, in a sense, standing in the shoes of Mela Hlavsa?
Oh, it was really hard. I wrote six songs, and we've done another kind of whole band together, so improvisation, and it was kind of hard to get into that groove vibe. I don't know how to explain it, you know. So I'm doing a lot of other stuff, and I didn't want to sound it as the other bands I'm in or whatever. But I think I think it's good. It's good.
Did you find yourself, in a sense, imitating his style?
Of course, he was imitating too. You know, you can't be original these days. You know, like rock and roll, it's everything is, you know, played before.
Joe Karafiat, also known as Joe Carnation, composed the music for several tracks on Maska za maskou, though there's a great deal of collaboration in the songwriting. Many of the lyrics, for example, were written by one of the musicians who founded the group 40-odd years ago, saxophone player Bratislav Brabenec.
Everybody is working in his field, and everybody is working as much as possible. Three members of the band, they started to be as a composer.
And how did it work? Did you give them your finished lyrics, or did they give you music and you wrote lyrics to the music?
First is the lyrics, usually the first is the lyric.
And tell us, what is the significance of the title, Mask Behind the Mask?
That's a lyric which was written about 15 years ago. That's the people had... Everybody has a mask, and behind the mask is the other mask, and he's ready to bring the other mask, and etc.
About to go to London to play a concert. When you play abroad, how do the audiences compare to audiences here in the Czech Republic?
In England, we've played England once before, but when we play in States, you know, it's more like people want to more enjoy. You know, they don't really want to think about too much about the, you know, they want to have fun, you know, and Czech audience is more like thinking audience, you know, like it's like they sit on their asses and they...
Are they more intellectual?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. You know, like, except the young girls. They got like all the excitement, you know. And
you appeared in the Czech version of Tom Stoppard's play Rock and Roll. Is that still going on? And what has that experience given the band?
Oh, man, that was really great. You know, we went to National Theatre to play our music, messy music, you know. So it's like first gigs in a National Theatre was like, wow, you know, like, what are we doing here? You know, like, what's happening? You know, like.
And is that all over now? Are you still doing those shows?
Yeah, we still do the show. They change. They move us from the main stage to some other place, but it's gonna happen in February. So we don't know much about it yet. But we're still doing the play.
Nalezí pěšně se napříbil, hlava volská dotkla se mraků, prorazila je a hvězdy rozbíjely se o čelo, nizvily oči a z nozder roztršely blesky a světlo jejich odletovalo na hvězdné dráhy.
Several members of the band are, I guess, into their 60s. Do the Plastic People still like touring? I know you've got a tour of the Czech Republic coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, well, you know, I can tell you, I'm not 60 and I'm much younger, but so I'm tired. Some of the guys, you know, they get tired, you know. If you are 66 year old, you know, you must get tired, you know, sitting in a car for 3 days, you know, it's like...
And can you imagine an end date for the Plastic People?
Well, it's a hard question. I don't want to imagine what I'm gonna do.
Cestě jen podobné. Spojení nohou a nožek na růstaných a ulamovaných o překážky. S hlavou tura bylo mizerné a pohybu vpřed bránilo víc, než obstátle kutování.